Fewer tourists are coming to Alaska this summer, and those who come are spending less. But community and business leaders are really worried about next year. That's when major cruise lines will shift 3 ships to other routes, and another large vessel will reduce port calls. Industry leaders project 10 to 15% drops in traffic on top of the losses this year. That's a return to the levels of the middle of this decade. Skagway's Steve Heitz gave a call to arms to the at least 250 people attending the summit.
Repeal the $50 head tax. Allow us, Alaska, the chance to be competitive. Businesses in Alaska must reduce our costs to be competitive in the recessionary period, or we won't survive. But we can't do anything about that $50. The tax is a bone stuck in our throat, and it's choking us.
The $50 per passenger fee was set by a voter-approved initiative in 2006. The same measure created new corporate and gambling taxes, a new environmental monitoring system, and required disclosure of some promotional commissions. Despite a $2 million vote no campaign by the cruise lines, the initiative passed. Ron Peck of the Alaska Travel Industry Association says voters didn't understand the ramifications.
You talk to citizens who voted for that, and what did they think it was? They thought it was $50, which is a bunch of bunk. It was 6 different things, and nobody got it, or they didn't. You couldn't even describe it in that half a page or whatever it was in the ballot pamphlet.
Initiative backers say citizens understood the measure. They say next year's drops in Alaska sailings are part of the ebb and flow of the business world and are caused more by the economy than by new taxes. But summit speakers maintain that the myriad of fees, totaling about $80 million a year, is what's driving away business. Gary Drube of Goldbelt, Juneau's urban native corporation, provided an example. He says his business was working with a cruise line to develop a new $200 million destination at Hobart Bay, an old logging camp between Juneau and Petersburg. Then the cruise ship initiative passed.
And immediately, the top brass said, whoa, wait a minute, this is not good. We got to reconsider what we're doing here. Do we really want to send a message to Alaska that we're going to spend a lot of money here, make a new investment on a new port facility, and at the same time, we're just going to take it, this $50 head tax. And so everything came to a screeching halt.
Most speakers at the summit discussed techniques for convincing lawmakers and voters to eliminate the tax. But a few, including Juneau shop owner Stuart Cohen, said it wasn't going to be easy.
People's perception of the cruise industry in general outside of this room is very different from ours. I would say they're about as popular as, well, more popular than Exxon. I don't know that everyone is going to be convinced that the head tax by itself is the problem.
Two lawmakers at the summit, Sitka's Bert Stedman and Haines's Bill Thomas, saw little chance for a bill killing the tax. It's used to fund waterfront improvements, environmental monitoring, and visitor services. Thomas says it's become a major source of money for community projects, and it's particularly important because some cities levy their own tax.
You tell me how you write this bill and be fair without Ketchikan, Juneau, and Skagway getting money. Well, other people in Southeast are getting nothing. It's all infrastructure. You can say like it is. They want more and more money.
As an alternative, some summit participants talked about a legislative attempt to reduce rather than eliminate the passenger fee. Others suggested the measure is illegal and should be challenged in the courts. Still others proposed circulating their own initiative to overturn or reduce the taxes. Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello told the group outside action might get lawmakers moving.
Partly, I think the lawsuit, if it's filed, also creates an opportunity for the legislature to be able to act where it might not otherwise do so. That is, in looking at a resolution that doesn't rely exclusively on the courts to come to an answer, because, as we know, most cases that are brought, you don't have a certain outcome.
Summit speakers also called for more government backing for the industry. They said Alaska's marketing efforts pale in comparison to other states and even some cities, and they said the state needs to take a leadership role in reaching out to cruise lines. Lorraine Palmer runs Juneau's Convention and Visitors Bureau.
When you're in a down economy and things are looking bad and the competition is going up, you have to get in the game, and marketing is a really big piece of that.
Lawmakers are already considering a pair of bills that would substantially increase marketing funds, and PECA, the Travel Industry Association, says they have a good chance of passing. Summit attendees made other suggestions for solutions to the industry's problems. Organizer Peggy Ann McConachie says they'll be circulated for discussion and direction. She says a new pro-tourism group may form as a result of the meetings, or the effort may come under the wing of an existing organization, such as the Resource Development Council. The Southeast Tourism Summit was organized by the First Things First Alaska Foundation, a Juneau-based economic development group. Similar summits are under discussion for Anchorage and Fairbanks. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.